This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This is the stuff. Go check them out at froglube.com. Here's something for you to consider. Some of you, and I'm one of them. Sometimes I'll be out there and I will not have done a really good job concealing my gun with just a shirt. So I'll be thinking I need to take off my coat, and then I realize, okay, I'm printing and I'm really showing. So the next chance I get, I'm going to take the gun off and I'm going to put it in the car. Now, one thing to think about with, and the other thing to think about with your gun, if you're carrying it on your person, riding around with it, sitting makes access more difficult for pistol concealed in the waistband, if not impossible, depending on how you carry it. Smaller the back carry, good luck with that one. You're going to have to lean so far forward, it's pathetic. Restricted access is also counterintuitive to the point of, you know, the point of concealed carry is to have a gun that you can get to if you need it. You don't get to ask a carjacker, "Hang on just a second while I draw my gun." Now, and the other, there's some other stuff to think about. I mean, right now, the new way to carry a gun for everybody, everybody wants to do it this way, is appendix. I've never carried appendix, but I would imagine that's pretty painful when you're sitting down, especially if you carry with like a full-size gun. Now, as you recline, you know, the grip slider sights can go from not sticking into your sight to digging in like a tick on a hound. And all of a sudden, you don't like this concealed carry thing as much as you thought you did. And add to the fact that you just can't adjust as much and you're restrained by the seatbelt, then it becomes much less fun. But there are some car carry tips that may make your experience a little more bearable, as well as ensuring faster access to your gun in case you need to draw while in the car. One of the first things to consider, and it may be among the most obvious, is to carry a compact or subcompact firearm. Full-size or service pistols are going to project further out, whether tucked inside the waistband for easy concealment or worn on a belt holster for concealment under layers. And you can make sitting, and that can make sitting and driving more difficult. And as you sit, the muzzle and barrel can contact the seat, pushing the gun into you. A gun with a shorter barrel won't have this problem, or at least it won't have this issue to the same extent. And as a result, you can sit more comfortably. You may be able to adjust yourself to a point where access is easier. Next is you can change your holster cant angle, as in cant, K-A-N-T, the angle to which it is tilted. Part of the reason for a forward canted angle, such as the FBI cant angle of 15 to 25 degrees to the positive, I'm sorry, it's not spelled K, it's C-A-N-T, my bad. It depends on whom you ask. Some sources say 15 degrees, some say 18, some say 22 and a half. But the reality is it just means a forward angle cant. Is it this balances comfort while carrying a foot and while you're sitting? The forward cant will allow the grip from digging into your side as much while seated. It puts the grip in a position to be accessed more easily from a seated position. This, however, is not a perfect solution, depending on where you have it placed on your hip. While walking, this holster cant angle can put the grip into your side more than a straight drop does, which can be annoying. Drawing from this position is still not a walk in the park, but is less difficult than if carrying a straight drop holster inside or outside the waistband. Another good tip, and probably the best advice, and I'm thinking about doing this myself, is to get a car holster. This can take several forms. Some people will use a generic nylon pouch holster and place their holster in the door sill compartment between the seats or some other location where the gun is accessible but secure enough. Not a very elegant solution, to be sure, and so long as the trigger is free from the interference and the pistol isn't subjected to undue jostling about, it will certainly work. There are now dedicated car holsters which are mounted to a surface inside the vehicle, like G-Code. The G-Code OSH is not dedicated to anything. That's the thing about it. It's wherever you put it, wherever you want it to be. But a common form of a car-mounted holster is a strap-mounted holster that fits on the front of the seat, on the center console, or under the steering wheel. There are also holster mounting systems that allow a person to dock their carry holster inside their vehicle. One merely takes off their holster, docks it with the holster mount, and has a concealed pistol that's secure and accessible. That kind of an option would require taking one's gun out of one's holster and taking out one, or, which I prefer to take it out of my holster and stick it in a holster in the car, okay, versus the docking. I'm not really wild about the docking. Now, there is an argument for the docking, of course. Your trigger guard's not exposed. Moving a loaded gun to and fro in a closed, enclosed area is a dangerous proposition, as long as, you know, you've got to practice all of your safety measures. But if I was wearing inside the waistband, for example, I'm not taking that holster off and docking it anywhere in the car. That's just not happening, because wearing inside the waistband, while it is very, you know, very concealed, none of these holsters out there that I know of is that easy getting on and off inside and outside the waistband. Closest one is the G-Code, which is, of course, has the one clip, the Eclipse, but the NCOG has two, so that wouldn't work out very well. And the Alien Gear holster, of course, some of these holsters are better put on the pants without the pants being on you. I mean, they're that secure when you put them on. But the other thing to consider is what state laws talks about in your state. State law is going to, I don't know what the law is in my state. I never carry a gun out of the glove compartment if it's not on me. So I'd like to find out about it. I need to find out. In some cases, wherever you are, that loaded handgun may need to be in plain sight, regardless of whether or not you hold a permit. So that's the other thing. Find out what the local law is in your case and then comply with it, because after all, we are law-abiding. When we get back, coming up on the first break of the hour, when we get back, we're going to talk about Chicago. Because Chicago this wasn't the worst year by far. This is the worst year of the modern era, where everything else is going down nationwide except for this gun-free zone, which is Chicago, despite the fact of everything else they put in place, finally, after a lot of time. But that's when we get back. You are listening to Lock and Load.
for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to FrogLube.com and get yours now. That's FrogLube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah, it does. This is lubrication that increases your combat effectiveness. Go try them out. If Chicago had been run for decades, and right now the current mayor was George Bush's former chief of staff, this level of carnage would be the top domestic story of last year and this year and every year up to this point. It would become a symbol of national shame. Every shooting death would gain national coverage. But it's the Democrats who've ruled a one-party system there for as long as anyone alive can remember. So forget about it. Never mind. Still, the fact that it took less than 5 hours for the city to record two deaths in a dramatic fashion is telling. But much more telling is that 14 other people were shot in Chicago but didn't die before the two fatal shootings just a few hours into the new year. Crime in Wrigleyville and Boys Town reports Chicago's first two homicide victims of 2017 were shot to death in an uptown restaurant less than 5 hours into the new year. The two shot each other during a dispute, according to the 46th Ward Alderman James Kappelman. But the story seems a little more complex than that. A string of dialers dialed 911 just before 4:30 a.m. to report shots fired in the bar area of Ayans Balat West African Cuisine on 4623 North Broadway. Witnesses saw a dozen people running from the scene. 38-year-old man was shot once in the chest and three times in the leg, and he was pronounced dead at Advocate Illinois Masonic Medical Center. The man listed an address in suburban Des Plaines in a police report last year, according to a source. CWB Chicago's withholding the man's name. Passersby reported seeing a large group of grieving family members running toward the ambulance that carried the 38-year-old away. The second man was shot eight times in his right side, police said. Cops are handling this case as a John Doe until he can be positively identified. He's believed to be in his late 30s. Minutes after the shooting, another burst of callers reported shots fired on the street on the 1100 block of West Leland, about a block from the restaurant. Witnesses saw a black man in a mustard-colored shirt fire the shots. Police recovered six shell casings from the Leland sidewalk, but no one was taken into custody. Remarkably, 14 other people managed to get shot in Chicago before the Uptown incident, according to the trackers at HeyJackass.com. And they say the Uptown case was the city's third incident with multiple shooting victims in 2017. Chicago is an open wound all the time. Trump should get out there and make this violence a national concern. Black Lives Matter, who has shamed and sent all of the, you know, police, the Ferguson effect is in full play here. And they share the blame for calling off police from effective tactics. They do. That needs to be looked at hard. Now, Black Lives Matter, I fully expect to see them try to rejuvenate themselves. But they're not going to be, now Trump might invite them somewhere to have a little chat. Okay? But he's not going to get out there and be bowing and kowtowing to him like this outgoing administration. Just not happening. So, we'll have to see what we get as time wears on. But Chicago needs to be addressed. And I would like to see the people of Chicago simply ask the question, why have we entrusted our safety with you when you can do nothing with it? When you can't guarantee anything, when you're not putting anything together, you're not solving anything. The percentage of crime that is left unsolved in Chicago is horrible. It is horrible. It should be addressed. It should be looked into. And we should be rectifying that. That should be a new thing that doesn't, that should be one of those things that goes away. try to bear all of that in mind. The part that I find the most interesting is that we, you know, nobody's saying anything about who's in charge there, except for, you know, I hear some people say, let me not be too elite sounding to you, but this is one of those things that we're missing a lot of opportunity to save people here. I'm not really interested if we score points. We would score points by making a change, without a doubt, because it would change. But, I mean, in Chicago, there's whole neighborhoods that are just free fire zones. Far too many people get killed. And if you're actually going to attack that, then you're going to have to attack that two ways. You're going to have to go after the short term, which is the people that are doing this now. And you're going to have to go after it long term, which is to let the family come back into existence in Black America in Chicago. You've got to take away the allure of being affiliated with a gang. You've got to allow, you know, the crime's got to go down enough for economic opportunity to come in there to where people can actually live a life and not, you know, be concerned with being able to pay the bills or something like that. With a little direction from, say, parents, a few examples set here and there and everything else, and maybe we could save some people, although the people that are right now in the gangs, the biggest national tragedy that I look at when I see this kind of crime going on is that these people are consigned to death or incarceration. And in a lot of cases, what led them there in the beginning was never their fault. Never their fault. When we get back, I'm going to talk about some advertising and see what you think about it. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt.
But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. This is the stuff that is caked all over every weapon I own. Check them out at froglube.com. Now, let me ask you a question. If you saw an ad, whether on TV or some publication or something, featuring an imam or a woman in a hijab, would that make you more likely to buy the product being advertised? Corporate America apparently thinks this, which is why they're inserting Islamists into their expensive product campaigns. Here's something from Amazon Prime, and I'm just giving you a description of it. The gentle piano music starts as the doorbell chimes. A white-haired Christian pastor greets his friend, a Muslim imam, and the two converse and laugh over a cup of tea, wincing about their creaky knees as they prepare to part ways. Later, it spurs the same idea in each for a gift. Knee pads sent from Amazon Prime. What gifts do you think that the imams get for Christian pastors in Egypt, where the Christians are being slaughtered by Muslims left and right, or in Syria and Iraq, where the same thing is happening, or in Saudi Arabia, where the practice of Christianity is outlawed? Well, from Ramiz Abid, we get this. This type of a project is definitely a first for us. He's the communications director for the social justice branch of the Islamic Circle of North America, one group that Amazon worked with in the development of that ad. Is this the same Islamic Circle of North America who had a speaker who was connected to the 9/11 attackers and the Fort Hood shooter? Is this the same ICNA who donated thousands of dollars to a front group for Hamas, same ICNA whose New York chapter president was convicted of killing 9 people. The same ICNA with a spokesman who was arrested for molesting a 9-year-old. Yeah, Amazon knows how to pick their inclusive partners. And they're not the only one. Chevrolet ran an ad featuring Muslim children mascots named Requaya and Kusim. How many children in America are named Requaya and Kusim? Chevrolet seems to be deluded into thinking they're trying to sell to the Saudi Arabian audience, not the American audience. Now, if this was in Saudi Arabia, where nobody would even consider one of their cars, I could see it. Honeymade Crackers has an ad with a fearful hijabi who worried about discrimination in America. What the hell does that have to do with crackers? A spot advertising YouTube featured a woman in an all-black robe and black hijab listening to rap music. The irony of that one is that in some Islamic countries, people can be executed for listening to music. The Taliban would certainly execute you for it. The Saudis would almost certainly jail you for it. And the Iranians have outlawed many kinds of it. Then we come to the funniest of the ads, which is a CoverGirl ad showing a hijabi allowing or applying makeup. In most Muslim countries, women have to cover up their entire body or almost their entire body for fear that they will be too attractive to men. And CoverGirl, acting in ignorance of this central theme of Islam, has an ad campaign showing women trying to be more attractive in a culture which forces them to hide attractiveness. CoverGirl also doesn't address Islamic cultures that require total face covering. Presumably, a woman can still put on their makeup, but no one would ever see it. What's interesting about all of this is that these companies did not just put Muslims in their ads. They put radical Sharia law compliant Muslims in their ads. It would have been very easy to feature Muslims in their ads who didn't wear hijabs and who were not imams, but these companies appear to be pushing not just Muslims, but Sharia law. Now, the reason they do this is clear. Muslims right now are a tiny percentage of the U.S. population, but they're not the target of these ads. Liberals are. Corporate America knows that liberals see Muslims as victims, and so by portraying a victim class favorably, they're hoping to attract liberals to buy their products. What they're blind to is that they alienate half of America with these ads and unknowingly, or knowingly, promote a radical version of a religion that wants to destroy America. So, here's some exit questions for those that might be putting together these ad campaigns, if you would. Would you be more likely to buy a book from Amazon if it were advertised by a lady in a burqa? When can we expect to see ads from Amazon featuring people wearing crosses or stars of David? Do you think that these pro-Muslim sensitivity ads that Amazon and other corporations broadcast in America are nearly as good as the pro-Christian and pro-Jewish sensitivity ads that are undoubtedly airing 24/7 in Saudi Arabia, Iran, Libya, and Iraq? Number 4. Do you think that Amazon would run a pastor and imam ad in a Muslim country? If not, do you think they would appreciate the irony of their inability to do this? There has probably been some PR efforts aimed at many countries, urging them to address, or companies rather, urging them to address the huge and rapidly growing Muslim market and earn recognition, awards and plaques and citations from the various Muslim groups that might, which I didn't know that they had an awards mechanism in place for ad campaigns. Islam, I didn't know that. This is the kind of thing that adds a patina of enlightenment to a career as a senior manager. And it could serve as a plus, even if the numbers of the latest quarter aren't so hot. So, never underestimate the power of an award at a fancy banquet for corporate egos. When the children come home from indoctrination centers, or as most people call them, colleges, and start spouting leftist nonsense about exploitation. When they get out there and say, did you know that daddy got an award from a Muslim group? That serves an important need in these indoctrination centers. Without a doubt. Now, beyond all of that nonsense that's out there, there's a new time a-coming. There is a new time a-coming in these United States, and hopefully we will see less and less of this. I don't mind any ethnic group being approached. The ethnic group here would be Arabs, or depending on where they come from, it might be Africans. It doesn't matter. Approaching them in their ethnic group is fine. Approaching them in their system of government is a different story altogether. Do we advertise to the communists, socialists, anybody else? Are we doing that? We're not doing that, are we? No, we're not doing that. Now, headed towards this last break here. When we get back, I've got a proposition for you to consider. I'm going to ask you the question now, and then I'm going to defend it when we get back. I find academia broken, so I got to know, why do we continue to defend academic freedom? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. Take it all over your stuff. All over your bolt carrier group on your AR-15. See what you get out of that. Now, there's a lot of debates going on right now about academic freedom and political bias at colleges that are as hot and outrageous as ever. Here's five recent little incidents. First, in Oregon, there was a case of a professor, Nancy Schertz, being disciplined harshly for wearing blackface at a party to which students were invited. Second, in Ohio, Assistant Professor Joy Correga was dismissed after a long controversy about her inflammatory statements about white males and influential Jewish people on social media. Third, in New York City, Associate Professor Matthew Lasner was mobbed after he and his homosexual partner heckled Ivanka Trump on an airplane. Bloggers figured out who his employer was, Hunter College, and lobbied the president there to fire him. Fourth, in Pennsylvania, get out of that. And George Marr tweeted, "All I want for Christmas is white genocide." I talked about that. He was an associate professor, or is an associate professor, at Drexel University. Public complaints have prompted the administration to arrange a meeting with him, which is normally the prelude to a formal reprimand. Fifth, in the nation's capital, C. Christine Fair, a professor in peace studies in Georgetown, is coming under fire and finds herself in a complex investigation because she hurled profanity and vileness at a Muslim woman who voted for Trump on Twitter and Facebook. All of these controversies converged into a perfect storm of academic freedom controversies. Some people out there are still loyal to academia. Some people are out there constantly wanting to, write letters and everything. Some people have this old view of college as a place to learn about ideas and be exposed to many perspectives. If you get out there and you try to, it's like remembering something from your childhood and finding out that it's not really that way. A lot of people that are old alumni of these colleges, they'll send for petitions and everything out there, and they'll say, "Hey, let's not have that." And then they'll get a response. If you send a petition, you're going to find out why you hate the left. You try to build bridges to them, they'll punish you for it. One person tried to engage Professor Potter on the Chronicle of Higher Education, and this was not met well. This is, it's symptomatic of the left's long-standing history of taking a kind gesture from a conservative as a sign of weakness. So rather than say, wow, what a great chance to speak across party lines, lefties usually perceive an invitation to shame you publicly, using anything you say against you. In this particular petition thread, the gist was, how dare you as a conservative defend a liberal's academic freedom? As if you have some common cause here. You don't deserve freedom. You are a bigot. Yeah. Not that long ago, I would have sat back and said, yeah, I believe academia should be running things and they should have free reign in colleges. But that's because I'm a free speech purist. Now things look very different. There's a podcast came out. It was with Brittany Klein, who had lost work as an adjunct professor. Academic freedom is no longer a virtue in its own right. The false view of it as an absolute good is an outgrowth of the United States' corrupted tenure system. Tenure gives no protection to adjunct faculty who teach most classes, then handpicks a small number of people to tenure, who are usually chosen because they hold views favorable to the reviewers. Higher education is not a swamp to be drained. It is a diabolical machine that needs to have the plug cut off of it. So rather than fight over individual cases of tenure-track professors facing blowback over things they say, we should instead move decisively, after Trump's inauguration, to starve academia. If Trump is looking to save $1 trillion to pay for infrastructure, he should find this money by radically transforming America and shutting down higher education as we know it. Liberal arts training is accomplishing nothing. Colleges have become a political racket where the Democrats fork endless cash to tuition extortionists and lousy scholars impart insane ideas to debt-strapped students who are made dysfunctional citizens as they go through the system. And we should stop arguing over whether this or that offensive professor deserves to keep his or her job. Cut off the money to the colleges. Let higher education grapple with massive layoffs, force the public to see the value of associate's degrees, and end the cycle of inflationary tuition and ruinous debt. Arguments about academic freedom function as a luxurious distraction about intractable problems. I support conservative views. And when you see other people that support conservative views on a college campus and you start to see people take retaliation against them, well, that's bad. Then when you see them take it to the press, and then that makes more enemies on campus, and it escalates a cycle of attack and counterattack. That gets worse. For some people that get out there and they pick a profession and they're looking for tenure, that's the goal. And a lot of people that are doing this, they accept unchallenged the Academy's standard beliefs that tenure is necessary to protect free speech for professors and that free speech is a really good thing. But then they come to that moment that is an epiphany, if you want to use the term, that moment of wake up, if you will. And for some of these guys that get out there, they actually achieve the tenure, and then they begin to believe, I don't even know why I need it or want it. See, a lot of people that have old-fashioned, you know, values and everything, they get out there and they have a lot of pride in their accomplishment. And they take faith in human tradition rather than in God. So It becomes its own cycle of its own vicious cycle, if you will. So, staying in a bad job is not only self-harming, but it's also disrespectful to your faith. God promises his believers that their needs will be met with faith. The decadent liberal institutions, which is the university tenure system, they just pay you in salary. And this doomed situation poisons a lot of people, but it also hampers a lot of people. And like the families of these people that are trying to struggle in this, their goals and everything they've met. It's time to go after this. It is time to go after this institution that has become a virus. It's a contagion. And we'll save a lot of money doing it. And then we'll actually have a little free market happening. Back again tomorrow. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. Good evening. You're listening to Lock and Load. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.